Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, has died about 1400 years ago. Jesus, peace be upon him, was raised up alive according to the Quran. Who is greater, a person who's dead or a person who has been raised up alive? This question was asked to me by a Christian and I could not respond. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the glorious Quran, Surah An-Nisa, chapter number 4, وَمَا قَتَلُوهُ وَمَا صَلَبُوهُ وَلَكِنْ شُبِّهَ لَهُمْ. Neither did they kill him nor did they crucify him, but it was made to appear so. وَإِنَّ الَّذِينَ اخْتَلَفُوا فِيهِ لَفِي شَكٍّ مِّنْ. And those who differ in it are full of doubt. إِلَّا اتِّبَاعَ الظَّنِّ, with only conjecture to follow. وَمَا قَتَلُوهُ يَقِينًا. And for an assurity, they killed him not. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in this verse of the glorious Quran, He is clearly telling us that Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, he was neither killed nor was he crucified, but it was made to appear so. And in the next verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, بَرْ رَفَعَهُ اللَّهُ إِلَيْهِ. But Allah raised him up unto himself. Allah raised him up alive. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَزِيزٍ حَكِيمًا. And Allah is exalted in might, full of wisdom. Now, why was Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, raised alive? Raised up alive. Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, he was raised up alive because he was the only prophet of Almighty God whose followers mistook him as a whole to be Almighty God. Prophet Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, he was the only prophet of Almighty God whose followers as a whole, they mistook him to be Almighty God. That's the reason Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raised him up alive. And Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, when he comes in his second coming, he will not come as a messenger of God or a prophet of God, but he will come as a follower of Prophet Muhammad, may peace and blessings be upon him. And he will come in order to testify to the people and tell the people that he never claimed divinity. He never commanded his followers to worship him, but rather he told them to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And even on the day of judgment, when Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, even on the day of judgment, Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, he'll testify this in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَإِذْ قَالَ اللَّهُ يَا عِيسَى بْنَ مَرْيَمَ أَنْتَ قُلْتَ لِلنَّاسِ اتَّخِذُونِي وَأُمِّيَ إِلَهَيْنِ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Ma'idah, chapter number 5, verse 116, وَإِذْ قَالَ اللَّهُ يَا عِيسَى بْنَ مَرْيَمَ أَنْتَ قُلْتَ لِلنَّاسِ اتَّخِذُونِي وَأُمِّيَ إِلَهَيْنِ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he tells Isa alayhi salam, that did you tell the people to worship me and my mother besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? قَالَ سُبْحَانَكَ مَا يَكُونُ لِي أَنْ أَقُولَ مَا لَيْسَ لِي بِحَقٍ. Say, glory be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How can I say something which I do not have authority of? إِن كُنْتُ قُلْتُهُ فَقَدْ عَلِمْتَ. Had I said it, you would have known it. تَعْلَمُ مَا فِي نَفْسِي وَلَا أَعْلَمُ مَا فِي نَفْسِكَ. You know what is in my soul and I do not know what is in yours. إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ عَلَّامُ الْغُيُوبِ. For you are the knower of all things that are hidden. So even on the day of judgment, Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, he will testify and he will tell Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that I did not command my people to worship me, but rather I told them to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. And the Christians who claim that Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, he claimed divinity. When Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, he comes in his second coming, he will make it crystal clear and he will tell the people that he never commanded his followers to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he never claimed divinity. But rather what he told his followers is that to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. I hope that answers your question.